Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Diabetes, Mental Health, and Faith podcast. It's been quite a while. I think the last one I recorded was in November. And this episode is going to be a little bit shorter. Still looking for some guests to come on. I got one plan for sure that'll be on here probably a week or two before school gets out for sure. And then you guys are also going to hear, I believe, my school project, which is about the national parks. And my group is Glacier National Park, and we have to record a podcast for it. So I might just put that on here as well. I know it's been a while. A lot of things have happened since the last time I did this. That was right before Thanksgiving, I believe. So, it's been a few months. So I'm going to keep this pretty short, but I just want to talk about something that I think goes through, that people a lot go through during certain seasons of the year, especially the winter season, and some of the spring season. So the gray skies are not fun at all. And what I've seen on different social media, all across social media, is a thing called seasonal depression. I don't know how accurate, if that's the right label for, anything or these types of feelings, but myself, I have felt some of these before, especially in the wintertime, especially this year a little bit. In my past, I always played basketball during the winter, so I always had something going on. Even though it was cold, there's not much to do other than play basketball. I always had something going on. And then this year in college, I obviously don't play basketball anymore. And that was, it was different. It was a little bit different to not play basketball in the winter, because when it's cold, negative 10 degrees outside, there's not much to do. The sun's not shining very much. There's snow on the ground. You can't really go anywhere. And it's not much fun. So I want to talk about my experience with that a little bit. Now that it's getting a little bit warmer outside, still a little cold here in Dubuque, but, what I did over that winter season, a lot was really making sure that I got out of the dorm still. I can't just sit and do nothing. Even if I was in the dorm, I did things that I liked, playing video games. Even if I try not to play video games by myself, because you don't want to do that either, because then your mind can go into a spiral if you're just by yourself. So I played a lot of video games, especially with my brother or some friends back home. And then a few of the things that I did was watch movies in the dorm with my roommates. That can be a lot easier, because movies with other people are a lot more fun than they are by yourself. So there's always plenty of ways to get your mind off things. And so you're not, getting that anxiety of thinking about what's going to happen next, or, what happened in the past, or something of that nature. And there's always hope. Always hope in the world. Jesus will always guide you. So, that's where I've gotten in my life, where I tend not to worry as much. And I think that's a lot of, progression of myself. Just last week or 2 weeks ago, I got a speeding ticket, my second one. So the license is up for grabs now. We'll see how that goes. But again, I'm telling y'all that I don't really care. So and when I got pulled, I was mad initially, because, I want to be able to drive. But I had the feeling, which I really never felt before, of, it's not that big of a deal. Life moves on. The world's still spinning. So, and you just got to remember that, because you can't let little things bring you down when there's so much to do in this world. There's so much impact you can do on people in this world. And, of course, like I said before, the Lord above is always guiding us in our lives. So, I actually want to use a Bible verse from Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I've looked at that one, especially during the winter. I looked at that one a lot, because when you're stuck inside, the sun's not shining, there's not much to do. You sometimes feels like there's no hope at all. You get bored. It's kind of hard to find some things to look forward to. So I like that quote, because I mean, it's pretty obvious the Lord is going to give you hope and give you a future in life, because it's all in His hands. So, but yeah, like the seasonal depression. Another thing I did, if you know me, I am a very, very, very avid fan of the movie Cars. And in that movie, you don't actually really hear it that much, but there is a song called Behind the Clouds by the great Brad Paisley. And that song talks about how behind all the gray skies and the grayness that you see and walk outside every day too, the sun is still shining. It's up there. The moon's still up there. And the world we live in is not that bad. So I think that's a song that I tend to listen to, especially in the winter, because the sun is always shining behind the clouds. So, and the sun can give us hope. The sun, I feel like, is a sign of God and Jesus and the hope He gives us. So, but yeah, I just, like I said, I'm going to keep this one a little bit short. Just wanted to get on here, talk about that a little bit. So yeah, and I just want to talk about, you know, having hope is really a big thing. You know, last couple of days I've had some anxieties, just who knows what, but you know, you got to find those people you want to talk to. And again, I've said this before on previous episodes, when you talk to people, it helps a lot. Like, I mean, you might not want to listen to me, but I went through it. And whenever you have anxieties or bad thoughts or, you know, anything of that nature, talking to somebody about it helps a lot. Whether it's, you know, your parents, your friends, your dog. I mean, they'll sit there and listen. Your cat, a pet, brother, sister, roommates, different things like that. So, to really talking about things like that helps a lot. So, but yeah, now that we're in the month of April, school's about to close here. It's closing in on the last couple weeks. People got finals and stuff like that. I know I end school here pretty much at the end of the month of April, and finals week is coming up, so that's a big thing that can bring anxiety as well, and wanting to succeed in school. Now, this probably isn't going to sound like the greatest and the smartest advice in the world, but, you know, finals are important, but, you know, you got to study hard, and you got to work hard at what you want to do. But, you know, if you do bad on some certain things, you know, it's not the world's not going to end. It's not the end of the world. And I take that a lot. I take that mentality a lot with pretty much everything I do. If I mess up, I know I messed up, and I'll try not to do it again, but the world's going to keep spinning. So yeah, with finals, I recommend just working hard, taking breaks with those, with studying, because, you know, your mind's going to go crazy when studying, especially for the end of the year. You want to go home, but you also want to get good grades. So, but yeah, like I said, you know, the world, it's still going to spin. And that's another thing I'll talk about. Politically, our world is so divided for no reason. And we all have different beliefs and different thoughts and thoughts on policies and all this globally, domestically. But I don't think we should ever let those things divide us. Especially as a person who wants to work for, you know, Homeland Security at some point, or work for the government at some point. I hate to see the country and the world so divided. I'm only 19 years old, so this is kind of my first time seeing, you know, how divided the world really is. And I told my roommate the other day, sure, like, there's some things that I, you know, in this world that I take serious and things that need to be taken serious, but we just all need to relax in a way, and slow down. Because life's a race, but you win the race by going slow, to be honest, in the game of life. And yeah, like I said to him the other day, I mean, we just take things so seriously and divide each other, you know, so far apart from each other. It shouldn't matter, you know, where you're from, you know, what race you are, what religion you believe in. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. You should always respect others, and hear them out sometimes, because you might not agree. I have people that I don't agree with necessarily all the time, but that doesn't mean I can never talk to them again. So I just wanted to talk about that a little bit, because politics in our world get us so divided, especially in this country. And, you know, as an American, I love this country, and I hate to see it so divided. While there are plenty of issues that go on within our country, there always has been since 1776 and 1787 when we became a country. So nothing like that is going to change. There's always going to be problems. People are always going to disagree. But we don't need to, you know, cause a ruckus or anything like that when we disagree with somebody. So, but yeah, I just want to talk about that. In the seasonal depression, I got a lot of things going on right now. Been trying to, as much as I love being here at Loras College, trying to transfer to the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign, and that has been a very long process, and it can be very irritating. Like I've told my friends, I'm kind of tired of waiting, but you know, it is what it is, and whatever happens, happens. I told that to somebody the other day. I don't really necessarily have a backup plan, but that's okay, because I'm just going to go with the flow of my life and do what I want to do. So I haven't heard anything back from them, but hopefully I'll hear back soon. Whether that's a yes or a no, if I get in. So, yeah, that's another thing you can't just let bother. You can't let little things like that, you know, bring you down or tear you down to have a bad day. Everybody's going to have a bad day, but you can't let those little things just tear you down, because you don't want to live your life like that. So, yeah, like I said, I'm going to keep this short. I got some people coming on here. Another diabetic, hopefully. I've reached out to a few people. Hopefully they respond. If not, and if you guys know people who are listening, if you guys know anybody that would probably like to be on here or do anything like this with me, then, you know, tag me on Instagram, Facebook, with the Diabetes, Mental Health, and Faith page, because I would love to have more people on here, whether that's on Zoom or anything like that. So, and then, yeah, you'll probably hear my National Parks class. I love that class. It's pretty fun. I like to, ever since, you know, kind of creating this show, actually, I've been, you know, hiking and stuff like that. And I think we're going to go to the Badlands over the summer with the family. So national parks are kind of, I find it fascinating. I think the older you get and the more mature you get with life, you realize the natural beauty. And our country is one of the most beautiful countries in the world, and people don't realize that. So, but yeah, you'll probably hear that coming up soon, probably this weekend. And then, yeah, I got another diabetic who wants to get on here and talk. So, like I said, if you guys know anybody, if you're listening and you want to get somebody on here that would be interested in getting on here, that would be great. I would love it. So, and then lastly, please go check out Side Hustle Designs on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, you know, all the Facebook, especially Facebook. They have a Facebook page with a VIP where you can find all the things, and they design the best shirts. You can buy shirts, blankets, hats, hoodies, all kinds of different things, and they pretty much design whatever you want. So I just kind of modeled for, not that long ago, a Zach Top hoodie. Zach Top's a country music artist. He's pretty hot right now, probably number one on the country stage at the moment. So they pretty much make everything. So you can find their stuff on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And yeah, they also have some of my merchandise for this podcast. And that merchandise will go to I haven't decided which charity yet, but all those proceeds will go to a charity for children with diabetes for sure. So, yeah, please go check them out. Their website's on the Facebook page, and the VIP has the exclusives where you can order stuff through Facebook if that's easier. So they stay pretty busy, so please go check that out. They make a lot of cool stuff, and they're probably the best in that area. So, but yeah, I just want to thank you guys for listening. I know this is a pretty short one, but I just want to keep it short and sweet, getting a little episode out there. So shout out to my Uncle Brett for getting on my ass and getting me to do an episode. So, because he's been asking for it. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. Mom and Dad, I love you, and we'll see you next time.